The Yuma area is well known for agriculture, and the art scene has been an important component of the area's culture for some time. Visit Yuma is blending agriculture and art through farmers markets. I spoke with Visit Yuma's executive director, Linda Morgan, about the first Ag to Art Farmers Market.
Can you tell me where the premise for this came from?
We have thought for a very long time that the winter vegetable capital of the world should have a true farmers market. So we've always wanted to bring that. And then we're also extremely impressed with the art community that has really blossomed over the last couple of years. And all the local art that we have going on, all the public art that we have. And so we really wanted to combine the two. And we thought it would be a great idea to make an ag and an art market.
You have to be really happy with the turnout. It was hard to find a place to park.
Absolutely. It's been great for our first event. I know that all the vendors that I've talked to are really excited and really happy and making sales. And so it's working out.
This is the first of how many?
Well, we're doing the first Sunday of every month between November and April. So we're doing a total of six. Next month, the first Sunday is December 1st. We'll be out in Welton at Butterfield Park. In January, we'll be at the Colorado River State Historic Park. We're really excited because Roger Naylor, travel writer for Arizona, is going to be talking about his new book, which is all about the state parks in Arizona. And if you've never heard him speak, it's amazing. February, we're in Somerton, and then we will be at the Pacific Avenue Athletic Complex in March. And in April, we'll round out the season at the Sanguinetti House.
And was there a specific rationale in how the various places were chosen for the whole set of these events that will take place?
We want it to be sort of all over the county, and Welton, we love Welton, we work really well with them. Somerton's been great, and you know, we just wanted to sort of move it around and have these pop-up markets. We started this campaign that Yuma's cropping up everywhere. Just a great place to be on a Sunday afternoon with beautiful weather like this.
Taking a tour of the sales booths in the Tractor Supply Company parking lot, I came across a woman known as the Spider Lady.
My name's Marie Jimenez. I make Christmas spiders and zipper pulls and crystal bracelets. I've had probably almost two dozen spiders sold. They refer to me as the Spider Lady because that's basically the main thing I sell. People just love them. Well, they either hate them or they love them.
At another booth, I found a woman who was selling intricate decorative art that was made from an unusual source.
My name is Betty Cook, and I make screen door decorations out of aluminum cans.
Where did you come up with that idea in the first place?
Well, my niece got me into scrapbooking, and I took it one step further and started cutting them out of cans.
It's amazing to me. I see an Air Force set, and cats, and Gila monsters, hummingbirds, butterflies.
I started out with a hummingbird and three small little butterflies. That's when I started out. That's extended this much.
Finally, I spoke with Bill Evans from Visit Yuma. He was giving away the kind of plants that are grown in area fields this time of year.
I'm guessing this is in promotion of Yuma's agriculture.
Absolutely. We want everybody to know how important agriculture is to Yuma and the surrounding area.
The next Ag to Art event will be held December 1st at Butterfield Park in Welton. For KAWC News in Yuma, I'm Kim Johnson.